At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brian Walsh is a name we haven't talked about lately. Not a whole lot going on in that case. Brian Walsh, the man who is alleged to have murdered his wife on New Year's Day of 2023, now more than a year ago. And he had that extensive list of Google searches, which we'll talk about in a little bit. They never have found Anna Walsh. Just a lot of suspected places where he may have disposed of parts of her, I guess is the very blatant way of saying it. But if you remember, Brian Walsh also an art fraudster as well, which I'm sure made for a lovely relationship, knowing that your significant other is selling fake Andy Warhol paintings.
I wonder if maybe she figured out what he was up to.
And didn't want another person to testify against him?
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, because some of these charges had already been kind of there. And he was, I don't know. I think it wasn't like, I don't know. You could be onto something there. But I think it was pretty out of the open that he knew what he was doing. And she was aware of it. Was still staying with him. I mean, she had that lovely note that she wrote to him on New Year's about the future and everything being great. And then she's, you know, dead a few hours later.
Unless he wrote the note.
Well, that's true. I haven't heard anything about handwriting analysis on any of it, but who knows? He's facing the charges related to the alleged murder of his wife, Anna Walsh. He's scheduled to be sentenced next month in the federal art fraud case. The decision comes as a result of an agreement reached between his defense lawyer and the prosecutor aimed at resolving the impact of accusations regarding his theft from his father's estate on his federal sentence. Walsh, a resident of Cohasset, charged with the sale of 2 counterfeit Andy Warhol paintings in 2016. Investigators believe that he obtained authentic paintings from a friend and attempted to sell replicas on eBay using photographs. He entered a guilty plea in 2021 in connection with the case. However, the sentencing process was delayed due to allegations that he embezzled over $100,000 from his father's bank account approximately 3 months after his father's demise in 2018, as previously been reported. During the recent hearing, Walsh's criminal lawyer, Tracy Miner, and the prosecutor, Timothy Moran, informed the judge of their intent to present facts related to the probate issue. They sought a decision from the judge regarding whether these actions amounted to obstruction of justice in connection with the federal case. Brian Walsh's final sentencing on the federal art fraud is currently scheduled for February 22nd. However, He was not present in court during the recent hearing. Walsh remains in custody facing charges related to the alleged murder of his wife and the disposal of her body. So I don't know. Well, any charge they can put against him, they are trying to put against him. And this is someone who, I don't know. Don't judge a book by its cover. I don't know. I can look at this guy. You can see his demeanor, and I'm judging the book by its cover. This is someone without a conscience or a soul. He just seems to not give a shit about anyone but himself, and has gone down that road very deep. And I don't think there's any getting him out, and I don't think there's any of him seeing any errors in his ways. He's just kind of operating as a very broken human being.
Well, somebody who could do this, who could defraud people and take their money, you know, granted, it's just artwork. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not anything huge, but it's still, hey, I'm going to screw people over.
Anytime you're willingly defrauding people out of money, it's not a good thing. If you have the ability to do that, it's not a good thing. It's not, and it's not like, you know, someone who's maybe no offense to car salesmen or used car salesmen. I'm just using the analogy, and I know you're all sick of hearing it. But it's like that's I can understand that, where it's like you're making a living, you're selling a car, you got to make a profit. Somebody may think, well, you know, I got screwed, whatever it may be. That's very different than this sort of thing, where you willingly make fake things and then sell them as real things. And are willing to do it and are able to do it for very large sums of money, including defrauding his own family as well.
Well, I forgot about that part.
Clearly someone who, you know, very much only thinks of themselves as the victim and will always be that way. And that's how they've been able to operate and be the monster that they appear to be. Also, how once allegedly murdering your wife on January 1st in 2023, you start Googling things like how long before body parts start to smell, how to stop a body from decomposing, how to embalm a body, 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to, how long for someone to be missing to inherit, because you got to take a look at by 6:25 a.m. how you're going to profit from this. How can you throw away body parts? What does formaldehyde do? How long does DNA last? Can an identification be made with partial remains? Dismemberment and best ways to dispose of a body. How to remove blood from a wooden floor? Luminol to detect blood. What happens when you put body parts in ammonia? Is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them? And then for good measure on January 2nd, hacksaw, best tool to dismember. Can you be charged with murder without a body? Can you identify body with broken teeth? And then let's not forget January 3rd. What happens to hair on a dead body? What is the rate of decomposition for a body found in plastic bag compared to on the surface in the woods? Can baking soda make a body smell good? Not guilty at all. God. That's not, those aren't the rantings of someone who's guilty of murder. That's just, you know.
I mean, you know, of all the things that we Googled on January 1st or December 31st, you know, how to lose weight, how can I exercise more and make it fun? He has a completely different outlook on resolutions, let me tell you.
I don't think I've ever seen this one. And this is really detailed. What is the rate of decomposition of a body found in a plastic bag compared to on a surface in the woods?
Yeah.
It's pretty specific, very specific. They still haven't found her.
I mean, this is, it doesn't mean that he killed her, but yeah, it sure doesn't exonerate him.
It certainly means he killed her. It 100% means he killed her. I mean, or he's aware of her being dead at the very least. It's aware that she is dead. Maybe it doesn't mean he murdered her, but it means he knows what happened to her. That's my opinion. Could it have been some sort of horrible accident and then this jackass doesn't want to admit to it? So he's hiding, trying to find ways of hiding the crime? Yeah, that could very likely, honestly, be what happened. But who knows? There is certainly knowledge that this guy has that... others do not.
That's a very good point.
But that will all come out.
Stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, that will all come out someday in court, should we ever make it there. But yeah, there you go. Art fraud charges, more things to keep him locked up. Not that we really needed much more, but that and that's just what we know. That's just what has come out in this case thus far. So,
wow.
Brian Walsh, you know, when you're buying your Warhols on eBay, you know, use caution.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.